It's 11:14 here at 92.1 FM. It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And you gotta love Tiny Tim, right, Dwayne?
And Maynard.
And Maynard, yep. Maynard hits that high note. We always sing it in the studio here when that theme song comes on.
They both do a fantastic job.
That's a difficult note to hit.
I remember Tiny Tim when he came on the Johnny Carson show for the first time. I thought he was about the weirdest character I saw.
Yep.
Probably still is.
He was pretty popular back then, wasn't he?
Yeah, he sure was.
Well, welcome to the Garden Show, everyone. Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Greenhouse. And some more wind and storms last night, Dwayne.
It was nuts last night around 11:30 on in Dawson. I thought my house was going to go.
Yeah. a lot of people thought that.
A lot of trees down here in Dawson. A lot of branches and leaves and little branches all over the road.
Yeah, I think Dawson maybe got hit a little harder than Madison did, I think.
Yeah, you guys reported 75-mile-an-hour winds, and I think we have even more than that.
Okay, yeah. Another cleanup day, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Say, we're going to open up our phone lines as we always do here on the Garden Show. Give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. Or you can email us at klqpfm@farmerstel.net with any lawn or garden show or garden question for Dwayne. And Dwayne, what's our plant of the week today?
If you saw the picture, it's called Golden Alexander. It's a plant that gets about 2.5 feet tall and covered with yellow bell flowers. We have one out in front of the nursery here in Dawson, and it's absolutely gorgeous right now. And there's also one that has variegated leaves, and that's one we have on sale here at Heather. Golden Alexander, very pretty, likes the sun, flowers with a medium-sized yellow flower. So look online, see that picture, or come down and see it for yourself. It's really blooming right now. It's really pretty.
Yeah, when they usually, how long do they bloom for?
They'll bloom for 2-3 weeks. It's a type of Lysimachia, if that makes any sense. There's a variegated form of Golden Alexander, and that's very pretty. Okay. If you haven't add that to your perennial garden collection. It's a perennial, so it dies back to the ground, comes up every year, and it will spread in a cluster, a clump, and you'll get a nice big yellow flower.
Yeah, the yellow looks really pretty. You can check it out on our KLQP Radio Facebook page.
There you go.
Yeah, what's our horticultural concern outside of picking up a lot of dead trees?
Could be sore backs, but our crabgrass is starting to grow, and that's always really a pain. Crabgrass is the wider leaf grass that's starting in your lawn. It's kind of a lime green. It's more yellow. It's at the early stage right now. If you didn't put your crabgrass preventer down, right now, the preventer isn't going to do a lot if it's already germinated. But you can still use crabgrass preventer to prevent more seeds from coming up. But the plant that's already up, you got to use crabgrass killer, which is a liquid, and you spray it on there. And it's one of the only chemicals that I know that says hotter the better. It'll kill crabgrass when it's warm, so you can spray that when it's warm outside.
Okay. Yeah, crabgrass... Yeah, it's on a lot of people's minds all the time. How can I get rid of my crabgrass?
Yeah, but now you got to use a spray and kill it. And that's the grass that lays flat. And when it's warm and humid out, it grows like crazy. it can be 3-4 feet across. Then when you get a frost, it turns purple. It'll take over your lawn.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
And crabgrass killer now.
Okay, killer. Okay.
Yep.
And you got plenty of that at Heather Floral and Greenhouse, I bet?
Yeah, we do right now. It's just the season for that. The other things that we've been selling a lot of is dust for gardens. You know, the bugs are out there. Grasshoppers are starting. They're eating things like crazy. There's potato beetles and cucumber beetles. So a lot of people are spraying with seven or dust with seven. The old garden guard would help with that situation. So I did all this hard work to get your garden growing so protected. You have fungus diseases. We have a dust for that too. There's a copper fungus dust that's a natural that would help that. So if you have problems, stop down to Heather Garden Center and we'll help you with solve those problems.
Okay, we have some questions
we
coming in.
We have some debates.
Oh, you want to get to the debate one first? Okay, we can.
No, let's do that one last.
Okay, we'll do that one last. This person says they have a Japanese lilac trees, but only part of the tree is blooming. Half of it isn't. What's going on there? Japanese
lilac. Lilac has the big white flowers on right now, and it's really, really pretty, very hardy. I would say there could be possibility of two things. That the part that isn't blooming could be towards the shade, or it's protected and doesn't get as much sunlight as the other side, or that other side could be exposed and got a light, late frost, and that side of the tree got hit with frost and killed those buds so it didn't bloom. Or somebody could be spraying in the area and the spray drifted on that side of the tree and killed the flower buds on that side.
Okay, yeah, interesting.
If that person wants to call me, I can talk to them about it.
Okay. Yeah, the Japanese lilac. Is that what's across the street in front of the dentist office here in Madison?
Yeah, isn't that gorgeous?
Yep, it's a white lilac. Large tree.
It's a medium-sized tree. Has big, huge white flowers on it. Very hardy. I think everybody should have at least one of them.
I like the purple ones, though.
You have to get a spray paint can and get up there, then. There's dwarf Korean lilac trees, which are grafted, which means they graft a bush on top of a stem. But they're not nearly as big as that. And then you can get your purple palm.
Okay. Is that true? People have told me before, but mosquitoes like lilacs. You get a lot of mosquitoes in your yard if you have lilacs. Is that correct?
Lilacs usually attract gnats.
Gnats, okay.
Yeah. And those no-see-em things. They'll attract them, but they don't bloom very long. I still think a lilac's a good hardy plant to plant. If you have problems with gnats, some people are more susceptible to gnats than others. They don't bother me at all, but I know they do bother a lot of people.
Yep.
Yeah, they like the sweetness of the nectar, you know, of the lilac.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Same way with ants on peonies. The ants like the nectar and the sap from the peonies. So you have peonies, you have ants.
Okay. All right. Well, we had a party that's having a debate here. They wanted you to settle this, Dwayne. Is broccoli considered a flower?
You know, I usually don't answer debates because I'm going to lose on one side or the other. But I do that a lot. Broccoli, the actual broccoli that you eat, the part of it, it's called a floret, okay? A floret is a cluster of little flowers. So, yes, you're eating the flower of a broccoli.
Really? Okay. Yep. All right, that's interesting. So what's considered, I mean, why is it called a flower? Because of?
Well, that's the product, the part of the plant that reproduces and produces a seed. So a flower, that's the purpose of a flower. It has the sexual parts of the plant. You know, it has the stamen. You know, it has the male parts. It has the ovaries. So that's what a flower is considered.
Okay.
Flower is the reproductive part of the plant.
Okay. Then the other part is watermelon and rhubarb. Are they considered vegetables?
We're getting another debate here, I think.
Watermelon?
I wonder how much they're going to win.
I don't know.
I guess 50%. The definition of a vegetable, I should say, the definition of a fruit is that the eating part, what you think of as a fruit, is, again, the flower, okay? You have to have a flower to produce a fruit, an apple. Think about an apple. It flowers first, a watermelon flowers first, and then produces the vegetable, or the fruit, okay? Watermelon's a fruit. Apple's a fruit. Vegetable, rhubarb is a vegetable because it doesn't come from a flower, okay? It sets flower separately from what you eat. That makes sense?
I think so.
If you have a flower, it produces a fruit. And if you get an edible part of a plant that isn't on a flower, that's a vegetable.
Okay. All right. That ends our questions. Kind of light on questions today, Dwayne.
Everybody's thinking about the lake.
About what?
About the lake.
Oh, about the lake. Fourth of July weekend, yeah.
But you know what? If you're going away for the weekend, and you got plants in containers that are going to be hot again, we hope that it rains, but if not, you got to water the heck out of your plants before you go if you're gone for a while. Or get somebody to water them because they're not going to survive 100-degree weather like yesterday if you're not watering them. The greenhouse and our shrubs around here, I watered twice yesterday, and sometimes I get the stuff in the small packs three times. So
wow.
Make sure you water them. And if you've been watering your plants a lot, you've washed away all the nutrients. Your plants need something to eat, so don't forget to fertilize them.
Okay.
Well, I'm a broken record on that, but I truly believe that.
Yep. Well, it's a living, they're living plants,
they're a living creature, okay?
Yeah.
If you would treat your dog the way you treat your garden sometimes, you'd be thrown in jail.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, what's happening?
Talking about annuals, talking about a greenhouse. We still continue our annual greenhouse sale. We had it for Riverfest, and we're having it for 4th of July sale. So half price on all annuals and all our vegetables and all the annual flowers. So there's still a great selection. They look good. Been working hard to keep them nice. So come and beautify your garden from the wind and animals and creatures and bugs. We still have a good selection and half price.
Yeah, and you got a good inventory of trees, too. With all the trees going down, good time to get a tree and replant.
We literally have thousands of trees, all different varieties. You know, we can help you pick out a tree for your situation. I know a lot of trees have gone down. You can plant them. You know, people say, well, you can't plant them now. Well, you can, but you know, if it's 100 degrees out, you got to be careful. When it starts cooling off, fall is probably a great time to plant a tree. You know, our motto gets to be fall is for planting. So pick one out now, figure it out, and then we can help you plant them if you need planting or direct you on how to plant them.
All right.
I have a lot of questions this week from the city of Madison, not the city itself, but the people in Madison, Paul. And they're saying, why are my maple trees turning yellow? It's mainly in Madison. Madison has a different soil type than even Dawson or other surrounding towns. And maple trees don't like, especially the autumn blaze maple or silver maple, what you need to do is fertilize the heck out of them. So
fertilizer. All right, got to run, Dwayne. Thanks a lot.
Where are you running to?
Well, I got to run.
Happy vacation, Paul. Everybody enjoy the 4th of July.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne. Talk to you next week.
See ya.
Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral and Greenhouse, and that's another garden show.
This is KFIV.